Well, good morning. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And just remember, mothers, it's not just birth mothers, it's adopted mothers, it's surrogate mothers, and it's any woman who's acted as a mother to someone whose mother may not exactly be as good as you would want. So recognize and honor all of them. We greatly appreciate them. Memorial Day is May 26th. It's a holiday. Hope we all enjoy it. Hope we're going somewhere. Be safe for it. And on the 25th, we're going to have the birthday and anniversary celebrations. So be sure to stop by, have cookies, cakes, ice cream. And if I manage to remember it, we'll probably have some kind of a loaf of bread. I think that's all I've got. Anybody have anything else? Yes.
Good morning. The Rome Choral Society is having a memorial concert at the Unitarian Universal Church in Oak Ridge on May 18th. At 3:00. It's on a Sunday. So if you are interested and are out and about and you'd like to come hear some patriotic music for Memorial Day, please come and join us.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day again. If you would stand, we will sing Morning Has Broken.
Different today. Could I ask everybody to sit except for the mothers who I'd like to remain standing? Now, with Liam and Corbin's help, we'd like to honor all the mothers who are here today and present, and we have little gift bags for them. So, Liam and Corbin, if you'd come on up here and hand out the bags, we'd appreciate it. And this is a great thanks to all you mothers out there for all you've done and all you do and all you'll do in the future. Thank you. And Corbin, grab one for your grandma when you're done. Thank you, Liam and Corbin. And thank you again, all you mothers out there. You are appreciated. Gracious God, we gather today to honor and celebrate the gift of motherhood. We thank you for the love, strength, and wisdom that mothers bring into our lives. May we recognize their sacrifices and cherish all the moments that we share with them. Bless all mothers today, and may they feel appreciated and loved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Our first hymn is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and since it's Mother's Day, just sit.
Our big joy today is obviously Mother's Day. Again, thanks to all you mothers. We appreciate everything you've done, everything you've gone through, and everything you sacrificed for each and every one of us. Motherhood, and it, you know, a lot of this is going to be heard again in a month or so. It goes for fathers. It is a never-ending job. It really is. You think that maybe when they get out of the toddler age, it changes, or when they're teenagers, it changes, or when they get 18 and leave the house, it changes. But I know I found from experience, it never changes. You're always needed. You're always loved. You're always appreciated. And I gotta say that when my mother and my father passed, I sincerely, deeply missed both of them. So let us just remember the good things and honor all the mothers today. Now, concerns, well, things are looking pretty good. I haven't heard of any big natural disasters in the past week, but we do have one that I'd like to pray for. I'd like to try to hope that we can pray and that it doesn't turn into a disaster, and that's India and Pakistan. For some reason, they've decided that they have differences and they've been tossing missiles and stuff at each other, and Lord, we have enough wars in the Middle East and the Ukraine. We don't need another war over in Asia. We don't need a new war anywhere. So let us pray that that doesn't come up. Other than that, I mean, we have the same normal concerns. Pray for our church. Pray for all leaders of this country. I think they need help one way or the other. And let's just pray for a better world, because right now we've got some real problems in this world. Anywhere you look, anywhere you go. Does anybody have any other concerns? Have I forgotten anything?
Hey, you
Sorry, I like getting my exercise.
What I wanted to do was, and I don't know why it came to me, but, you know, all the mothers that are in the military that are in overseas right now somewhere, we just pray and bless them for what they're doing, mm-hmm. and bless their families here that aren't able to be with them on Mother's Day.
That's a very good point. I mean, they're not only sacrificing their family for their country, they're sacrificing everything for their country. They are a special breed of women. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the mother of a mother and the love that they provide. As we give our offerings today, may we honor them with our hearts and with our gifts in every way possible. Amen. If the ushers would please come forward.
Our next hymn is The Gift of Love.
Our first scripture reading is from Psalm 127, verse 3. No doubt about it, children are a gift from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a divine reward. Our next one is from Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train children in the way they should go. When they grow old, then they will not depart from it. And lastly, we have Titus 2, verses 3 to 5. Likewise, tell the older women to be reverent in their behavior, teaching what is good, rather than being gossips or addicted to heavy drinking. That way they can mentor young women to love their husbands and their children. They can also be sensible, morally pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, so that God's word won't be ridiculed. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So today's sermon we're going to have titled Mothers as the Instruments of God. Now the Bible, it emphasizes the importance of mothers as instruments of God in shaping the lives of their children and their families. Some examples are Psalm 127:3 that we just read. It acknowledges that children are a blessing from God, and they surely are. And Proverbs 22:6 speaks of the importance of mothers. And let's not leave fathers out here. We'll do the same thing in about a month or so when we get to Father's Day. And they have an important challenge and task in raising their children to love and to follow God. And I'm going to say in this day and age, I think it's even more of a challenge because I know that there are a lot of children out there who don't even know that there is a God or what God is or who he is or what he stands for. Or why so many people attend church to honor and praise him. And then there's Titus 2, which we just read also, and it describes the role of older women and explains how they're supposed to mentor the younger women, including teaching them how to be good mothers. Now, yeah, I know that some of that business, like, okay, you got to obey your husband no matter what he says. I mean, you know, sometimes I hear some challenges on that. But, I mean, you know, there is something to be said for the older grandmothers to give guidance to their daughters and to their grandchildren. It's a very big task. It's a very big challenge to raise a child. And any amount of help is worth it, is greatly appreciated. Now, motherhood's a unique role that's been assigned to women by God. God created women with a unique capacity to bear children. However, mothers are not only physical vessels for bringing new life into the world. They're also spiritual instruments. Their work is in the hands of God, and they're tasked with the vital role of molding and shaping the next generation of people on this planet. In many ways, mothers are instruments of God's love and God's grace. They're called upon to nurture and guide their children in every aspect of their lives. Now, from the moment a child is born, a mother's love and care envelop them and guides them through life's ups and downs. Now, you know, I left this out of here, but I want to add something, and it has changed in the last few years. For years, I've given advice to younger parents, and I've told them that you need to remember that you have from the day your child is born until they get into peer groups, whether it be preschool or kindergarten or whatever, to instill in them the values and the morals that you expect from them. That in itself was a challenge, but you had roughly 4 to 5, 6 years to deal with it. In this day and age, with all the cell phones and computers and tablets and everything else, I'm afraid that that time span has gotten a lot smaller. But it is something to remember, in that you really only have that one period of time where that child is protected by you and your husband, its father only, and you can guide it and teach it what you feel is morally and right. Bring it up as a Christian. Bring it up, bring that child up with your beliefs. Because once they hit the outside world, unfortunately, they get influenced, and peer influences are powerful. They are going to influence a child. So mothers, they're also there to provide comfort, support, and encouragement to their children. And that means no matter what the circumstances are, whether they be good and congratulations, or bad and discipline or challenges. Now, besides providing physical care and emotional support, mothers also play a vital role in instilling godly values in their children. This is what we just talked about, but I wanted to go into it a little detail before. Now, these values, whether they be kindness, compassion, forgiveness, or selflessness, it really doesn't matter. These have to be taught to a child. They don't just come naturally. If they don't learn them from the parents, if they don't learn what's right, there's a very good chance they're going to learn it from somebody that you really don't want them to learn it from, who may not have those same good values. Now, mothers have a unique ability to teach their children about God's love and to instill in them a sense of morality and ethics. By helping to build essential characteristics of a Christ-like life, mothers are fulfilling their role as instruments of God. They're shaping the child's hearts and minds and preparing them to live a life that honors God, our Heavenly Father. Now, furthermore, mothers are also instruments of God's mercy and God's forgiveness. They should be the first ones to forgive their children's shortcomings, just as God forgives us for our shortcomings. Now, they should offer second chances, and they should offer opportunities for growth and learning from many mistakes they may have made. Now, despite the many challenges that come with motherhood, including sleepless nights, endless demands, and constant worry, mothers persevere with unwavering love and dedication. They are to be the embodiment of selflessness and sacrifice, and they put their own children's needs before their own very often. Their love, their care, and their guidance are essential to the growth and development of your children, and their role in shaping future generations cannot be underestimated. Now, mothers, they need to recognize that they have an immense responsibility given to them by God, and they have to seek His guidance and His strength as they fulfill their role. They are the nurturers, the protectors, and the guiding lights in their children's lives. And like anybody else who's human, mothers sometimes need help. Mothers sometimes just need to talk to somebody. Mothers need to remember that God is always there to help them, lead them, and to guide them. May God's wisdom and grace help mothers raise their children in the way that honors God and brings glory to His name. Now, I would like to acknowledge the incredible women in our lives who have played the role of a mother or a mother figure. Now, these women are instruments of God. They're filled with love, strength, and compassion that inspire us all. But mothers are not the only women who embody the divine qualities of love, compassion, and strength. Women of all ages and backgrounds have the power to inspire and uplift all of those around them. Now, whether it be through acts of kindness, community service, or simply just lending a listening ear, women have a special ability to bring light and hope to those in need. As we celebrate Mother's Day and honor women, let us take a moment to recognize the countless women who also serve God, who serve their church in their various roles. They are the ones who make our world a little brighter, kinder, and a more loving place. Their children and their spiritual children are the best disciples, both at home and at church. Let's give a big thank you to all the wonderful women who make a difference in the lives of others every day. You also are appreciated, valued, and loved. Your tireless efforts, your unwavering dedication, and your unconditional love do not go unnoticed. You are truly a gift of God, of love, of grace, and peace. Press on as you've been going, and know that you're making an impact of the lives of your children and the people around you and the other children that are also around you. I wish to wish a blessed Mother's Day to all our mothers and blessings to all the women who make a positive impact in the world, be they a birth mother, an adopted mother, a surrogate mother, or just a mother figure, somebody who helps, somebody who sees a need to mother a child who may be lacking in one way or the other. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Now it is now time for communion, service of the word and the table. There we go. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing to always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their undying hymn. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. You delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and you made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these mighty, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you would now come up to the altar rail. We'll get you first today.
Of the earth.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood. Today we celebrate the loving sacrifice of mothers, both biological and spiritual, who nurture us and guide us in your ways. Bless them with joy, strength, and love to continue their selfless devotion. May they feel deeply appreciated and honored, not just today, Mother's Day, but each and every day. Amen.